all we have to look at is the Letterkenny Dairy Gateway, how it has fell into abeyance over recent years. I meet with businesses, particularly obviously in Donegal, but also in Derry. You meet with the likes of the LYIT, IDA, and it's clear to me that we are not fulfilling the potential. We are not achieving a cross-border economic approach because of, in my view, blockages in decision-making in Belfast and Dublin.
One of the initiatives that was highlighted was Intertrade Ireland. A lot of people may not even be aware of its existence, but you served on that board for a while. Is that another example of something that isn't being utilised to the fullest?
Absolutely. I mean, I served on the board for just over 3 years, and during that period I've seen the potential of linking up businesses in the 26 counties to academic institutions in the six counties and vice versa. So looking at centres of excellence, for example, in plastics in Queens and Belfast, or food in Athlone, or looking at LYAT linking in with businesses just over the border in Derry and Tyrone, there is huge potential for using the full resources available to us across the island. But the problem is that those who are in Invest in Northern Ireland in the six counties, or in the IDA, Enterprise Ireland in the south, too often in their headquarters in Belfast and Dublin, they just don't get the cross-border dynamic, and that is a blockage we have to break down.